to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we had one of our runners, he did absolutely great on his 5K recently, and he reached out to you, and he had a great question. I'm going to repeat his question kind of exactly how he wrote it, because I thought it was really interesting, and I wanted your answer. I know you gave him an answer, but I wanted to hear the answer, and I wanted to share it with our listeners. He said, "My stride length is longer than normal. Is that overstriding or due to the quick pace?" Now, I'm assuming he's seeing stride length like in his data, because he sent us his, I think it was his Strava or his Garmin or something. Can you talk about that idea of stride length and over the normal, or how his stride length was longer than normal?
Sure. So yeah, he's a really great story, guys. He's in his late 60s. And when he reached out, he was like, "It may be too late for me. I have really creaky knees." And yeah. I was like, "It's never too late." And then he PR'd his 5K. He's very excited. So here's a challenge for everybody. So stride length is a byproduct. It's not something that you actively create. And so let's just take a broad jump. Say you were going to do a broad jump. So think of the word jump, right? So then you start wherever you start, and then you jump forward, right? The distance from the jump to the end jump is like the length of your jump, right? So in running, stride length is kind of the same thing. It's a byproduct of being in the running pose on the ground to when you're on the running pose again in the next cycle. So the gait cycle, pose ball pull, it's all on the ground, and then you travel in the air. In running, for definition of running, both feet need to be off the ground. When both feet are off the ground, this is when your body actually travels forward, and then you land, you know, somewhere ahead of you. That's the stride length. So how do we increase stride length? There's two ways to do it. The first and the best way is to let go of your foot as soon as you break contact with the ground. And then you have to do absolutely nothing. And what happens is in flight, you do nothing, meaning like no movement with your feet or legs, and gravity and your muscles will work by themselves to take you forward. And then your front foot drops. And then you want to be in pose on the ground. That's how you increase stride length. So what happened with him? Okay, I said two. The second, guys, is you have to do your stretching.
Okay, yeah.
You have to increase range of motion in flight. I need to increase range of motion in my hips, which you do through, you know, like the pigeon and the runner's lunge and all those, you know, we need to do. So but I say it's secondary, because the reality is if you pull your foot on time and let go of it, you are going to increase your stride length. So that's why it's primary, but we all know we need to do the self-care. It's huge. So that's how you do it. So here's what happens when people first come into RunnerX. And then let me also say this, because the highest stride length that's usually measured is on sprinters. They're the fastest runners. Okay. So let's say a 100-meter sprinter. All right. They have the highest stride length. They also have the quickest cadence. So most sprinters that are running, you know, those elite gold medalists, their cadence is like 250 up to 300, depending on their height. 250, right? They don't run for, you know, that long, but that's their cadence. So what happens when you first start with RunnerX is we also teach you elasticity, because you need elasticity to pull the foot that quick.
Right.
And we don't want you to do it like you're picking up a weight off the ground, right? We want you to do it to where it's just naturally happening. So when we teach people that running action of pulling in the beginning, they get all caught up in it. Right.
Yeah.
And so they are the ones pulling their foot. So then they like come back and they're like, Valerie, I'm pulling at like 190 and I'm only running a 15 minute mile. I'm exaggerating, but this is what happens. So then I'm like, well, because you are trying to travel forward by using your feet instead of lifting your body up and then pulling your foot. So guys, it's just a really shift of perception. So if in the beginning, so we'll say Ken, when he first came in and I'm like, you got to pull. Well, then he was just pulling, you know, like wasn't really going as fast as he thought he could, but he's like, well, I'm pulling. So, and one thing to keep in mind is if it doesn't help me travel from standing still, it's not going to help me travel when I'm moving. So if you stand still and just pull your feet really quick, notice you didn't go anywhere.
Right.
So he had to first learn that concept. But while he was learning it, guys, I was encouraging him to pull quick because you need that quick pull to run faster and to increase your stride length. So he was just getting stronger. He was building a skill and developing perception. Then I told him, you've got to lift your torso up and let it travel forward so that you don't have to work so hard. So then naturally what happened is he increased both at the same time. He ran faster and increased his stride length because he finally understood, oh, I don't need to just pull my feet. I need to also make sure I am falling.
Right.
And it was really neat because I think he's been in for a month. Has he been in for a month, 2 months?
Oh, no, it's actually been about 2 months. I think he might be going on three. Right.
Okay. So I was going to say that to everybody. What's amazing. And here he is, by the way, in his late 60s, creaky knees. I didn't even address his knees because I was like, because when I first saw his gait analysis, I could see very clearly he was pushing off his back leg. So he was like, my Achilles hurt, my knees hurt. And I was like, it hurts me to watch. Guys, I can see your pain when I look at your gait analysis. I don't want to. I want to help you not feel that pain. So what's so amazing is I didn't say to him, oh, look at all these things you're doing wrong. I'm like, oh, you just need to keep your knees bent and lift your line. He's like, all right. And then he 2 months later, he's PRing his running and he's like, oh my gosh, now he has hope for the future.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about, the secret sauce to what we do and to our members out there and non-members out there that may be like, oh, I'd love to join, but I just don't know. So the way we have this, guys, we have it priced at $99 a month right now. And we do that on purpose because we understand that some people just don't have the resources to pay more than that. Okay, so we totally get it. But I understand that it's going to take about 3 months, which actually works out to be $297, which used to be our pricing. We used to charge $297 and ask that you stay in for 3 months. And then so it was quarterly. But $297 was really hard for people to come up with. It was a real barrier. And I get that. I get that mental block. That's a lot of money. So we kind of broke it up, but most people do stay a minimum of 3 months because it just like the first month, you really start to understand the concepts. The second one is kind of your body and mind kind of working. Your mind starts catching up. And then the third month, your body catches up. It really does like kind of work in this flow. We see it every time. And then, of course, we do have people that stick around. They'll come for annual. They'll stay for lifetime or they'll do a plan. There's so many ways to stick with us. But our pricing is like that on purpose. Now, we do have people that come out and say, I just want a gait analysis. Now, what's so crazy is if you pay $99, you still get a gait analysis. You still get check-ins. Our gait analysis a la carte, where if you just want her input, it's $197. Guys, that's 2 months in the membership. That's two gait analysis. That's five gait analysis. That's a weekly check-in. That's a Zoom every week. It amazes me that people will spend the $197, but won't spend $99 for 2 months to come into the membership. So I'm kind of telling you can do what you want. You have the money that you want to spend. And I get that. And some people just want to spend that $197, know what's wrong and get back out there. But if you're really looking to get the best bang for your buck, I really would hope that you would do what our gentleman did. He came in with an open mind. He said, this is what I think is wrong. She corrected it. And within $297, this guy is doing great. So Please come in. Please come in at the 99 rate. We'd love to have you. Come in, get your gait analysis, do the immersion, do your weekly check-ins, get on a Zoom, which is like live. You're doing the drills with her watching you. And she says, Caroline, pull your foot. Right? She's like right there live.
Yeah. And, so hey, and yeah, be yeah. willing to be like looked at. And I think runners, a lot of runners, I don't know if they've had live coaching. You know, I coach at a gym still. I coach a boot camp. I coach at a gym also. And when you see people over and over, you're constantly correcting them. Like I'm not, you know, I don't close my eyes when they walk in. I'm looking, I'm correcting. And a lot of runners have never had that, especially with their running. So yeah, it's right. a little awkward, but the best part is you're at home. No one can see you, but me. You're yeah. with, you know, and if you come in with that mindset, like I would be the other way. I would be doing everything. I would be doing my check-in. Yeah. I'd be sending my gait analysis. I'd be on all the Zooms, raising my hand, asking questions, challenging me. You know, it's like, take advantage of like, I'm going to get coaching and be the best runner I can be. Yeah.
Please. Well, before we wrap up, you just said challenge me. And I know we talk about, we have some great runners that we use the word challenge, but it's not in a bad way, guys. If I do this to Valerie all the time, like I am pulling or my foot is coming up. What are you talking about? I don't. And a lot of times it's that I'm not, I say the student hasn't come, the teacher hasn't gotten to me yet, right? My brain is still blocked on a particular issue. Maybe I'm open-minded on lifting myself up or whatever I'm doing or falling, but I'm not quite getting the nuance. And that's what happens is you think you get it, but it takes time, right? It takes that. And so to challenge you isn't a bad thing. It's sometimes like, Valerie, I'm not getting it. My foot is at my knee, isn't it? And you can say, no, stop right there. Look, where is it? It's at your calf. Right.
More than anything, 99% of runners are using their hip flexors, not their hamstrings. And they come in talking about their glutes, which we help you develop also. But the reality is learning to use your hamstring is also a learning experience that needs to be checked in, because if you never felt yourself using your hamstring, your perception of that is a little bit different. So it's not like it's anything wrong with you.
No.
It's like if you went to your training class and to your coach, you would expect it. So, you know, just like exactly what Caroline's saying, like our perception is off. That's what you need coaching for.
And it's okay to come in and ask questions. I'm not sure why this is. I think I'm doing this wrong. And, you know, trust me, I've never seen anyone, no one has ever been disrespectful ever, because you come in, you're paying your client, right? But if there have been times that you've had to say, please just follow the process, and then they do. And then they come back 2 weeks later and go, I got it. Yeah. They get frustrated.
You can get mad at me. You can get frustrated, because the reality, guys, is as your running coach, I only can go by your experience, right? You're the one going running, and then you come back and tell me how it felt. Right. So I am going to help you with all of the movement and everything. But then when you tell me how it felt, then I know where your perception is. Like I know what you're thinking and feeling. That's what I can address. And I'm telling you guys, I've worked with now, I mean, I bet we can easily say thousands of people.
Easily.
Yes. I mean, I've been 25 years into this.
And that's just us since we've known each other. That's not even before you met me.
But I'm telling you that the joy I get in helping someone get from that initial mindset to where they're like, oh, it happens to everyone that comes through. So we love it. We never get tired of it. And that's the joy for you, right?
Yeah. If you are looking to do a race, or you're injured, or you're not motivated, and you just need something to get going, we're coming up on the holidays, guys. Ask for a month of running from your significant other, your kids, your father, your mother, whatever. Ask for that. Can you just give me $99 so I can give this a try for a month, and then come in and use it for that month? And then it's up to you if you need to keep it going, but it's really a better bang for your buck. I always am amazed when people choose to do other things, when I'm like, oh my God, this is such a good deal. Please come in, spend the $99, come into the membership for a month and give us a try. And if you stick around, great. If you don't, no harm, no foul. We remind you, we say, hey, you're going to get billed again. You know what I mean? Because I hate those surprise billings. I hate waking up in the morning and going, oh my God, I forgot to cancel that. So, We want you to come in. We want you to give it a try. We'd love for you to stick around for a while. We'd love to be your coach for your next race or your turkey trot. You know, we are just barely 6 weeks out from Thanksgiving here in the States. So if you want to do a turkey trot this year, we hope you will jump in. Actually, by the time this is out, turkey's going to be like next week. Okay, scratch that, guys. If you want to do your jingle jangle run. Okay, your Christmas run, or you want to run a New Year's 5K. By the time this one comes out, let's do that. But jump into the membership, go to runrx.fit and hit the work with RunRx button, and you'll find all of these ways to work with us. And we would love to see you run. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.